The push to do for Missouri soybean growers what the ethanol mandate has done for corn growers is on in the state Senate, where debate has stalled on a bill saying almost all diesel fuel in Missouri should be blended with 5% biodiesel. Opponents charge the plan for biodiesel as false economy that uses taxpayer money to produce a product government will force taxpayers to buy, and the diversion of food crops to energy production will drive up food costs. Senator Wes Schumacher, a part owner of an ethanol plant, claims the biodiesel mandate will help break American independence on foreign oil, a claim rejected by opponent Matt Bartle of Lee's Summit.
Sometimes there are some things that we deem patriotic enough to say we have to create a market, and we have to start somewhere. Someone has to lead.
You know what, Senator? I've seen horrible ideas wrapped in the flag of patriotism and marched off the cliff.
Opposition led by Bartle has forced the sponsor of the bill to set it aside for another day. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.